where did our idea come from? Well, we all have personal experience of doing the junior cert, and we all found it a stressful experience, and we thought there must be a better way to learn without the pressure of the exam and make it less stressful for students. The largest pressure is that of actually trying to understand and learn the subject. The sheer volume causes pressure. With other, our game is really a study aid, but with other study aids that are on the market already, what they do is they condense the learning. What we're doing is we condense the learning and we make it fun so people don't even realise that they're studying when they're playing this game. Business studies is a vast subject. There's lots of theory involved, so that's why we decided to try and tackle this one first. Well, why is it a great idea? It's a very useful tool for students because what it does is it helps them in their exam and it also helps promote the idea of business. There's no such product already on the market. There's a gap in the market. It's a completely original idea. There's nothing of this sort being made nationwide in Ireland. There's a huge market for such a product. First, second, third year junior cert students, also teachers and schools nationwide across the country. It makes business studies fun and encourages people to keep it on as a subject. This is important because business, what this is about is teaching about entrepreneurship and how business is run. This is important for our economy.
In our market research, we had to, when we first set up our business studies board game, we had to see whether there was any other board game like this on the market. So what we had to do, we had to research this on the internet, and we found that there was no other business studies board game like this on the market at the time. And also we went to Toy Stores, and we found that there was no, we asked them whether there was any other toy, there was any other board games like this in Ireland or anywhere else, and they told us that there wasn't, and we asked around about prices there as well. And we also did surveys in our school, and we approximately surveyed 73 students from first to third years, and we also surveyed teachers. We got a very positive response from this, as 64% of students said that they thought it would be effective and would help them in their junior cert, and 100% of teachers, business studies teachers, said that they would use it in their class. And I'm now passing to Rachel.
Hi, my name is Rachel Williams, and I'm the product and quality control manager of this company. Our first task in our company was to design the layout of our mortgage. So we had a team meeting, and then I drew up the first picture that's up there, and that was our first board game. From there, we computerized it, and the second picture is the board game, and we used that for product testing, and product tested on junior students. And from this, we were able to make changes and computerize it again. So that was our board game. And then with the help of a graphic designer, we came up with another new board game, which is this. And there's we have this in a small version, and we're hoping to make it really big, so it can go on the floor in a classroom and laminate it so people can play. Also, we set up a Facebook account, which is www.facebook.stargames.com. And we also set up a website, which is www.stargames5.webs.com. And on our website, we have pictures of us making the board game, and we also have an advertisement. This is raising awareness, and we got very positive response.
Hi, I'm
okay, to finance our mini company. Well, ours involved a lot of change from the start process to the end, as Rachel said. So we need money to fund to get our prototypes to do our product testing. So what we did was we actually set up a mini company in school, and we sold wedges and hot chicken rolls, and we baked and sold that. We did this on a regular basis to make to raise money so that we could fund our board. We hope that to continue to develop the game as well as other educational board games. We're thinking about developing one called GeoBoard, and it's the same sort of idea, only doing geography, because there's a lot of theory that we could tackle in that as well. And we hope to start selling soon. Thank you very much for your time.